Last November, Ingham County voters resoundingly approved two new millage proposals. The new Board of Commissioners will be turning its attention to those soon as it launches its 2015 session. One will expand the county's network of trails. The other will maintain the Ingham County Health Plan, which provides medical care coverage for the county's neediest residents. Late yesterday, I sat down with the new chairman of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, Lansing's Brian McGrain, to discuss these and other issues facing the county. Before we address the millage initiatives, I asked Brian McGrain whether the county's relatively stable finances could lead to raises this year for employees who've gone without them for a while.
We've gone through a number of lean years. In fact, in the 6 years that I've been on the commission, essentially every year we've either been at a stagnant budget or, in fact, we've had some difficult decisions and some budget cuts to make. Our employees went without raises for a number of years. So this year, I think commissioners were adamant that this was the time to do some adjustments. So as we've been renegotiating our wage openers for 2015, I believe most of our employees will be receiving a small adjustment, anywhere from 1 to 2.5%, roughly depending on the bargaining unit. With that said, you know, we do still do new hires. We are cognizant to not be adding too many new positions. We tend to combine when we can. We tend to do things to be rational and stable. There's certainly not going to be a sweeping set of new hirings anytime soon, nor do I think there will be a round of massive layoffs. We're kind of stable right now. We think
could commissioners be getting a raise?
Commissioners will be getting a small raise. I believe we're getting something in line with what our employees are getting. We, much like our employees, had gone for several years without a raise. We felt that that was important to show solidarity with our frontline workers.
Seven labor contracts with county employee unions expired at the new year. Those cover a few hundred employees, if I'm not mistaken, but it's police and 911 workers,
correct,
nurses, and others. Do you expect these to be resolved sooner or later?
We do. We've been bargaining for quite some time in good faith. They're in process. We received an update on those last night. We're confident that those are going to be moving towards resolution within the next couple months.
Are any negotiations with any union a particular concern?
Not at this point. We have great staff that's leading us through our end of negotiations. Of course, our employees are professionals too and are doing their part as well. And, you know, all of us want to see this all wrapped up so we can have some resolution to all these contracts.
And the commission, as you suggest, the commission doesn't negotiate. Other county employees do, but the commission approves or rejects the final proposal.
That's correct. We sort of lay out the parameters at certain points, and we give instructions to our staff. But our staff, we have a great HR department, great staff in our controller's office, and of course a great team of legal counsel, all of whom do represent our needs.
Many of our listeners have heard forecasts of a dip in state revenue coming up. What do Ingham County's revenue projections show?
We this year was stable. This year we were able to use some reserves to sort of balance everything out for ourselves without having to do substantial cuts. In fact, really any cuts. We've had a number of years full of cuts. We are concerned about next year for the fact that, of course, expenses always seem to increase. Of course, our personnel costs will go up and other things too, long-term health care costs, pension costs. We're concerned about next year. We're not severely concerned. We think it could be a difficult one. Plus, to a degree, we are at the whim of the state in certain areas. Revenue sharing, who knows? It could come and go. Other things could come and go. This past year, we were surprised when the Court of Appeals was pulled out of our local courts, which cost us money. We had a deal with the state where essentially we were handling all those cases. That was taken away from us at the direction of the legislature, and it cost us money. So, you know, we are heavily reliant on our local tax collection, of course, to support our needs. But there are some areas where the state can control us and can direct us through their actions. So that's always sort of out there. We have to take all those things into consideration. We're kind of preparing for a difficult year next year, but I think in this case it's probably wise to be safer than sorry. So I think it's a good approach.
Brian McGrain is our guest. Brian is the new chairman of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Let's talk about those millages. County voters approved $21 million in new revenue for trails last November. You were a supporter. What's the commission's job now regarding the trails?
Again, we met last night to discuss some of our early Early action items for 2015, of course, top on everyone's minds was the trails millage. The voters did put a lot of confidence into county government. I think everyone sort of saw the need for this quality of life improvement. Everyone has kind of this great vision of this wonderful system of trails that connect to the River Trail and go elsewhere. What we'll be doing at this point, we did direct a group of county commissioners. We created a task force last night. Our new commissioner, Terry Banas from Meridian Township, who has a wealth of experience in parks development and direction through her role on the Meridian Township Parks Board, will be leading that task force. We anticipate between now and February there will be some meetings where commissioners will put forth sort of that political direction, you know, what's important to our districts, to our constituents.
There will be competing agendas.
There
here,
will
correct?
Be competing agendas, of course. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there weren't? But we're going to have commissioners get that all out there, sort of give that direction to our staff. We, of course, have a new parks director on board. We have a parks commission. We're going to have some opportunities for plenty of public comment, too. And I think all that's going to sort of meld together over the next few months into this plan, which I think will be a combination of paying attention to maintenance needs for our existing trails and then also thinking about trails expansion.
But is it undetermined where the trails will actually be, or was that not in the millage proposal?
The millage language, of course, was only a couple of lines. Talked about this interconnected system of county trails, including the River Trail. It didn't, of course, lay out a plan. We are putting that plan in place. I think we're going to be taking into account some existing trails and parks master plans. Of course, Ingham County periodically updates its master plans. We have great resources coming in from other local jurisdictions, Tri-County Regional Planning. All of that's eventually going to get melded into a plan. So we as commissioners, I don't think, are going to be putting out a pad of paper and sketching out where those trails are going to go. But certainly we want to put that framework into place so we can, again, be supporting existing and future trails.
But when we do talk about competing agendas, is that one of the competing agendas, where the trails will actually end up?
At this point, I don't think we've seen people specifically saying, I want a trail in my backyard or connecting these two places. You know, there may be people that come out and suggest that. I think it will be up to our professionals, our people in parks management and planning, to be looking at that and sort of be thinking about that bigger picture as we're developing this.
The half-mill county health millage passed by an even wider majority than the trails millage, and both margins were pretty significant. That covers medical care for low-income Ingham County residents starting in 2016. Again, you were a supporter. Proponents argued that federal health money was going away due to Obamacare. Was that the overriding reason you supported that?
That's correct. And I'll tell you, I feel really excited that I live in a community that cares so strongly about caring for those who are low income or perhaps uninsured or in situations that they may need some support from their neighbors. We have been getting the message. In fact, we're seeing it that the federal dollars are, to a degree, drying up. Of course, the Affordable Care Act put a lot of things into place. People sometimes, I think, get confused and think that the Affordable Care Act, that Obamacare is universal care. It's not. It's covering a lot of people, and we're thrilled about that. And we're working with those systems to get as many people as we can into, say, other federal programs. But we do see that there's going to be this group of several thousand people in our own community that are going to be uninsured. We're trying to do what we can with these funds. In fact, I think our voters were supportive because we wanted to make sure that these funds were used to care for those low-income, uninsured folks. So the millage passed. We're looking at that right now. We're looking at a variety of things. Of course, the Ingham Health Plan, which picks up a number of those people, but certain other things too, like we're going to be exploring some proposals from community mental health, again, for low-income, uninsured people that may be going through the community mental health system that also may need some support from this. So
now, critics have pointed out that the Ingham Health Plan did have a $10 million surplus, I think, as a way to get people to question this millage proposal. Is that relevant?
When we voted to put this on the ballot, we were, of course, presented months earlier by a plan from the health plan that showed really their five-year sustainability plan. They've been sort of thinking about what happens when those federal funds dry up. And those federal funds are disappearing this year, and they were substantial. So we've seen that there's been essentially sort of a bankrolling or sort of a collection of funds at this point to be put towards future use, knowing that those funds are going to go away. How many funds do we need over the next 5 or 10 years or so to pay for this program? So it's not unusual for us to do that. In fact, when we passed the juvenile justice millage years ago, funds were collected for several years up front before anything was even expended because we knew we needed, say, in that case, capital funding and funding for initial operation. It's I think, a similar case with the health plan. We're sort of saving up for that rainy day, which will be this year slash next year when federal funds are gone.
Brian McGrain is our guest. Brian's the new chairman of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Like many units of government, Ingham County does face a long-term legacy cost challenge, a deficit totaling around $170 million in that neighborhood, I believe. Is that an issue that will get any discussion by the board this year?
This has been an issue of continuing discussion for several years. This, with our former controller, Mary Lanoy, this certainly was at the forefront of discussion, and rightfully so. That's a lot of money. Sitting out there in legacy costs. And again, we're talking our pension costs and our long-term health care benefits for retirees. We had made some attempts at that time, again, to sort of draw attention to it. We've been making small steps towards correcting that long term. One thing was, several years ago, we changed our employee pension system for new hires. It went from being a full pension system to a hybrid 401k pension system. And we've also been making small contributions, budgeted contributions every year towards that. It's just sort of slowly eating away at that, and it's, again, going to be probably decades until we're able to fully address that. But we're making strides towards doing that. We're certainly well aware of it, and there are a number of us who are, of course, very concerned about a number of that size.
Brian McGrain, 7 years on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, your first time around as chairman. Thanks for joining us, and have a great 2015 at the helm.
Mark, thank you for the invitation.